Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. Last week we looked at some Transformers, and this week will be no different. We looked at Rhinox and Double Dealer. This week we're going to look at Whirl. We sell Whirl right now. You can get it on our website. You have to pre-order it right now because we are in between shipments. Very popular. And it comes in a two-pack with Rhinox for $44.99. Whirl is an updated version of the Generation 1 toy. It doesn't really look like it does in the IDW comic books right now, but it has four guns and a sticker sheet. This is the first smaller Transformer to include a sticker sheet in quite some time. They don't usually at all, and they're kind of a pain to put on. I would recommend actually maybe not quite ignoring the instructions, but look online at the short-packed review of Whirl and the Cybertron.com photo gallery of Whirl. Between the two of them, you can see that there's been some variables in how the stickers are placed, because they don't quite align. A common problem with G.I. Joe stickers has been that if you have a sticker sheet, you might have a triangle or a circle, and they tell you where to put it, and there's an indentation in a triangle or circle shape there, but they don't fit. It's not the right size. That's what happened here. So it's good, but not great. And you might even want to say, don't even put the stickers on. I leave that up to you. It's a pretty stiff toy and awkward looking. I mean, it doesn't look anything like a normal Hasbro Takara Transformers toy. Very spindly, thin joints, little claw hands, and there's a really cool mechanism where the claws basically can clamp shut. You can plug one gun right onto his wrist. The other ones have little clips and pegs, so you can clamp them onto various other elements of the toy. There's even some 5mm peg holes on the underside of the forearm, so you could plug guns in there if you want. Transforming, it's pretty easy. The leg joints are kind of stiff, so you want to be careful, really careful with those. But it's a nice big toy. He's got a light-up eye port, and there's an antenna you can articulate, and when you push it down, it causes a little flap on the back of his head to go up, and this actually blocks sunlight from coming in through the eye and makes it look like he's blinking or dead or asleep or whatever you want. It's great. Great, neat, weird toy. I highly recommend it just because of how unusual it is. On the other hand, even if you're a Generation 1 Transformers fanatic, this was a character that really didn't do a lot in the U.S. cartoon or comics. Well, he wasn't completely absent from the comics, but, you know, it's just not somebody that is an Optimus Prime or a Red Alert or even a Skullgrin in terms of fame for most fans. Some fans, sure, but not all fans. He's still pretty awesome. He's still an utterly nutty character in the IDW comics. And for that reason, you should probably get one. Plus, if you order the two-pack from us, it comes with Rhinox, and you do need Rhinox. Double Dealer, maybe you don't need Double Dealer, but you need Rhinox. So pick this up if you can. It's worth it. It's interesting, and, you know, I guess there's no shortage of Autobots in your life, but what's one more? And it's a helicopter. Yeah. Get it if you can. That's the best thing I can tell you. Get it if you can. Get it from us, and you can get it. This is just getting awkward. I'll stop talking now. Thanks for listening to the Toy of the Week podcast, where we are happy to talk about toys every week. See you guys next time. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for listening.